When you think of boarding schools, you might think of East Coast prep schools in uniforms. But one of the best-rated boarding schools in the country is right here in Arizona, and it's on a working cattle ranch.
The show's Lauren Gilger made the drive up north to the Orme School recently to find out more.
Drive about an hour north of Phoenix, turn left off of the I-17 at Orme Road, and the pavement turns to dirt pretty quickly. A few miles further, and you'll see a wooden post with four sticks hanging from it in the shape of a cattle brand.
Quarter Circle V-Bar. That's the brand that they brand on the cows, so it kind of just became the school symbol, too.
Sheila June is a junior at the Orme School, a boarding school built on the Orme family ranch in central Arizona in 1929 that's still a working cattle ranch today. Over lunch in a crowded hall on campus, she says her parents weren't so sure about sending her there at first.
You blink and you miss it kind of thing. It's like in the middle of the desert and I'm sending my kid off here. Like, oh my gosh.
June transferred to the high school last year from a large Catholic high school in Los Angeles. Orme currently has 110 students total.
I just wanted something different, you know?
Different may be an understatement.
We have intro to horsemanship this year and I think colt breaking class.
There's gardening, horsemanship, swimming, robotics. The 3D art program was probably one of my biggest selling points.
That's Remington, Remy, Finney, and Elijah Smythe, more upperclassmen at Orme. They tell me there's also glass blowing here and blacksmithing, sustainability class, and of course, cattle branding in the spring. And just a third of the students at the school are from Arizona.
My roommate last year was from Italy. I have a roommate today from Vietnam. I know people from Ethiopia, Germany, all over the U.S.
They come from nearly a dozen states and nearly 30 countries.
Tuition at the school runs as much as many private universities at $46,000 a year. But according to headmaster Bruce Sanborn, students come here from all kinds of backgrounds.
We have people from totally different walks of life, some from urban settings and some from rural settings, some from significant wealth, some from hardly a dime in their pocket. And all those kinds of dynamics allow for a significant amount of growth.
At least half of their students from Arizona are on some kind of need-based scholarship, and they have a scholarship fund specifically for students from Arizona. Sanborn says some of the students end up at Orme because their local schools weren't challenging them enough, or
they're attending a pretty strong school, but they're kind of falling through the cracks.
So I was like a C average student, which was like terrible to say, and I'm so like ashamed of saying that.
At her old school, Finney says she wasn't doing as well as she knew she could, but now she's an honor student.
I'm applying to UC Boulder, Michigan State, Oregon State, and I actually just got enrolled into NAU. I got my first college acceptance yesterday.
With cicadas buzzing around us, we walk past the original schoolhouse where the Orme family taught their children and their ranch hands' children, past the library, the non-religious chapel, past classrooms and dorms.
Up bio is the girls' dorms, and down bio, it's basically just like a really nice, cool hangout spot for all the girls.
We walk past faculty houses. They all live on campus with the students. We check out the glassblowing studio. We walk into the student commons and pass the orchard they planted 2 years ago, and we stop to eat tiny strawberries growing in the campus garden.
I could just live off of this.
These students say it was harder for their parents to send them to boarding school than it was for them to leave home at 15 or 16 years old. They say they've been independent their whole lives.
This is actually the road that goes to up top.
Up top, that's what you call where the horses are?
Yes.
It seems like there's a little bit of another language here.
In just a few hours, they mention founders, vespers, graduation lawn, AODs and prefects, up bio and down bio, girls camp and boys camp.
All of the dorm names.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all the dorm names.
Like McClure, kettlebell, up flower pot, down flower pot.
Butterfly.
Keating, butterfly, ball.
It feels like a tight-knit community, off in its own little world on the ranch with the cicadas buzzing. But even out here, there are reminders that these are still modern-day teenagers.
What about cell phones and stuff? You guys have those on campus?
We do.
Service?
Yes.
The whole school has Wi-Fi.
We have Wi-Fi, but you get the best service up top. You actually get LTE.
True.
You get LTE up top, and it's the best thing ever.
For the show, I'm Lauren Gilger.